Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. When you get a chance, we've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to check out the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members. Check out the newsletter. Subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. We've got a poll question right there on the homepage. We'd like to know what you think. If you'll click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend, Bert Folsom. Dr. Burton Folsom is a professor of history Hillsdale.
Hillsdale.
That's what it is. Hillsdale College. I lost you for a moment there.
In Michigan.
Bert, Hillsdale College, a great school there in Michigan, the great state of Michigan. He's the author of the outstanding book, the Watershed book, folks, New Deal or Raw Deal. Bert, we're talking about the national debt. What are we going to do about it? You know, Bert, the national debt's gotten to the point now where anybody who doesn't agree that we have a problem and we've got to do something about it right now, and we've got to do some dramatic things, we've got to take some dramatic steps. In my opinion, they're either one of two things. They're not mentally capable. They don't understand, you know, the gravity of this. Or I think, you know, it's somebody who doesn't really care about America. How could you care about America and not realize that we've got to take some dramatic steps to deal with the runaway spending and this high national debt?
Well, I think you're right, Jim. One of the things, in fact, that's working against us, I think, is that there are a couple things. First of all, the statistics are mind-numbing. That's why I did that $30,000 a second in our last segment. That's what the debt is next year, because that brings it down to earth. If I would have said that we're accumulating a $1.1 trillion deficit next year, it's a number that you can't get your hand around.
I don't know from trillion. I don't know what that – yeah, that doesn't mean anything to me.
But $30,000 a second, every second, we accumulate $30,000 more debt. And that's just the deficit for 1 year. That isn't even the interest on the whole national debt. So that, in other words, that's just a piece of it. Now that begins to put it in a little bit bigger perspective. The second thing is that people for decades have been saying the national debt is a crisis, and we're still here. And so you think it can go on forever.
Well,
that's
I think, as I said earlier in the previous segment, Bert, I think small business owners can understand that no banker is going to let you get to a point where your current debt obligations are the same as your income, as your revenue.
I think you're right.
There's something called a quick ratio that'll show that real quick. What do you owe? What is due today, or what is due now? What is due in the next, 6 months? And what's your revenue? No banker is going to continue to loan you money if you're in that position. And so small business owners can understand that completely. But here's the main thing, Bert.
Yeah.
This high debt, this extensive spending, the interest on this debt, the way we're regarded around the world as a viable our country, that hurts small businesses, American small businesses' future. It hurts our future.
Well, remember, the interest on the national debt is more than $15,000 a second, every second.
And that's money that comes out of our pockets in the form of the
tax.
That's right. I mean, that money doesn't fall from heaven. That's money that comes from our taxes. And that money could be.
And you think the average person probably pays maybe $15,000 or less in federal debt. In other words, the average person is not paying enough to pay the interest on the national debt, that doesn't cover any services or any principal off the national debt.
Right.
Any current
services. So what are we going to do about this, Bert?
Well, first of all, you have to get serious. I like your analogy about the person trying to get a loan from the bank, and he can't do it when he reaches a certain point. The problem, Jim, is once you've reached that point, it's hard to turn it around. You have to turn it around before you reach that point, because you reach a certain point of debt, and it gets to be almost impossible to turn it around. This is one of those things, if you
Bert, what you just described is bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Once you get to the point where you can't turn it around, then you're bankrupt.
Then you're bankrupt, and then you pay off your debtor's percentage of the debt, and you have no more credit. Plus, you have all those people who get hurt in the process.
And then if that happens in the United States, and folks, you know, there are two things, Bert. There's bankruptcy, when the judge drops the gavel, and then there's technical bankruptcy. Then there's practical bankruptcy, and that's when you're bankrupt and the judge just hasn't dropped the gavel yet. And that's where we're headed right now.
Right. The good news, Jim, that I see in this, because the story is so dismal and disheartening that it would be hard to talk about it with you for 30 minutes, but the thing is, the presence of a Tea Party and the presence of lots of people being concerned and the presence of 87 Republicans who are elected to Congress who say they want to do something about it, we'll see if they mean business, it is encouraging, because there are people who get it. You and I get it. Your listeners get it, I hope, for the most part.
Yes, they do.
But there are people in positions of authority who get it and are going to try to do something about it.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to talk about what we can do about this. Mainly, I think we got to highlight the fact that dithering around the edges, managing the margins of this problem, are not going to solve anything. The Republicans proposing $60 billion in cuts, and there are Democrats proposing $30 and then meeting in the middle. Neither one of those numbers are sufficient, folks. We're going to have to take some drastic steps. There's going to be some pain, and we're going to have to decide when that pain's going to happen. Is it going to happen on our terms, or is it going to happen on our creditors' terms? Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.